The McDonough County Senior Services Directory for 2014 is now out and available. Where can people find it?
They can find it free of charge at three different places in Macomb. First is the YMCA Senior Center. Don't get mixed up with the swimming pool, but go back to the Senior Center. The Macomb City Hall, where you might go in and pay your water bills right there as you enter the front door, or the McDonough District Hospital Public Relations Department, and that's in the basement or the lower level of the hospital. All of these people we keep stocked with books, and they're waiting to see you.
And you said it's free. How do you manage to do to provide this for free?
We've been able since the year 2006. We have sponsors, and some of the sponsors have been with us since 2006. And we have a couple of levels of support for us. So it's money from these sponsors that help us print the books free. And you're probably going to ask us about our website.
You're reading my mind over there.
We do have a website, and this is for anybody that wants to use it. And they don't give it to us for free, and so we have to have money to maintain that. And that comes from our sponsors.
Are you finding seniors are using the website? Is it popular among seniors?
Yes. In fact, I don't have it with me, but I do have a chart. And it's interesting, this is the month of April, and last April you did this interview, and that was one of our highest number of hits that we had in the year. And we had another high number in the month of August, which I thought was unusual. But seniors use this. In fact, Teresa Bennett at the hospital, she is the director or the leader of the extended care unit there, and they put a computer in their lounge area for their people that are on that wing of the hospital, and she didn't think anybody would use it, but wrong. The not only did the regular clients use it, but we have a lot of, I think, grad students and Macomb from other countries that bring their parents here, and so it's used in several languages. So it is used.
It's used in several languages.
Well, you can go back to the internet and you can get it in Korean, or you can get it in Japanese or another language, and clients who are on that floor can communicate with relatives in the country that they have come from.
Okay. Are you finding the directory is popular both in the hard forum and online?
Yes, and I will tell you the truth. Most people like to have a copy to have in their lab. So we have 1,000 of these printed for the past 2 years, and we've been able to distribute those in Macomb. People like to have it to refer to.
Sure. And when they refer to it, what sort of things are available in this guide?
Well, there's information on – well, let's use this as an example. You might be in a restaurant in the Macomb area, and one of the clients has a spell and essentially has a stroke. Well, usually the caregiver or the spouse of that person – this changes your life in several seconds, and the individual goes into the hospital, and you think the individual is going to need help. And so let's say that the hospital says, you know, we have copies of this senior resource guide that you might be interested in. And right on the back page, one of our sponsors, Senior Life Solutions, they have a stroke a workshop, and there's information on that. And the person may go home and may need physical therapy. They may need home health care. That information is in this book. It's a plethora of information, specific information for whatever condition you have.
And for seniors and for their families, basically.
That's exactly right. And if, for example, you have to go out of town for some kind of surgery that's not offered at McDonough District Hospital. I mentioned this last year, Rich. Take this book with you because the social workers in that particular hospital, they're in hog heaven because they can open the book and they can locate physical therapy and home health type help for you before you go home, so it's ready when you get home.
How much do you need to update this, or do you add things, delete things every year? How would 2014's be different from 2013's?
I know exactly how it's different, and we it's by observation and maybe people telling us things during the year. We are volunteers on the committee, and you know, we do the best we can. But this year, for example, the extended care unit at the hospital, we send a note to each entity saying, look over what you put in for the year 2013 and tell us if there are any changes for 2014. And they are going to eliminate that department as of July, so that's no longer in our book. They haven't quite decided what they're going to put in its place, but we didn't want to have it in our 2014 book if it's going to disappear in July. We saw a for rent or for sale sign on a business that we had in the booklet last year, and so we did some inquiries. Well, they have moved to another location out of this county, so that's not in there. But we've put a new thing in our book this year, and if you'll turn to page 3, one of our new committee members, who's quite organized, said, it's nice to have feedback. I think we should have a feedback access for people reading the book. And so now on that page, your feedback is very helpful. If you want to comment or to report errors you have found, please contact us, and we have an email there mm-hmm. set up. So far, Rich, I have not received any, but with this publicity today, I may receive that.
You may regret that.
Well, time will tell, but we want to have as much accuracy as we can get. Then, in addition, if you will go to page 35, and we on the committee, you know, it takes us a while to catch on. We've had the Radiation Oncology Institute building built on East Grant mm-hmm. for maybe 2 or 3 years. And I thought, we don't have that listed in there. It's not directly connected to the hospital. So we called upon them saying, we'd like to put you in our book. What would you like to say? And we don't have all the room in the world. And so they've been very nice with what they wanted to say. And then back of the hospital is a little building for kidney dialysis. And I frankly thought, I didn't know that existed, number one, for a long while. And then when I discovered that it was there, I thought it was also connected with the hospital. It is not. And so these are two new entities in our book.
And you do have entities from most of these, it looks like, are in Macomb, but you do have entities from throughout McDonough County.
Yes, we do. Well, and then we have some Order of St. Francis services that are listed in the book, even though it's not in this county, but it serves people in this county.
Mm-hmm.
The Rushville Senior Life Solutions is with Culbertson Hospital, and this stroke workshop and help that they have there is not available at the present time in Macomb. So it's not that long a drive out there, and it's a big help. And I should say sometimes you get a free meal when you go out to their seminars. But a member of our committee has taken a lot of help from them. So why not make this available and the knowledge available to the general public?
All right. So the 2014 edition is done, and it's out there. And how soon do you start working on 2015?
Actually, we've started working already because, you know, I have a little – I'm now a computer semi-expert because I've got a flyer, a folder for 2015. And so we're saying, well, next year we're going to do this a little differently, or next year we're going to add that, or next year we're going to subtract that. But our committee only meets 8 times a year, and members of the committee do leave with assignments to do that they can do any old time that they want. So we're just kind of a loose-knit organization that infiltrates the community.
All right. Anything you want to add about this?
Let me see.
What have I missed?
Actually, you really haven't missed anything. And again, I want to thank you for allowing us to come on, because this helps us in getting the public aware. And I did, my slogan this year is, there are a group of folks that never thought they'd need this booklet before who are now in need of a booklet like this. So it's not a bad thing to remind people every year.
And do you hear that frequently from people that they say, oh, I never thought I'd need this?
And actually, we do. And in addition to that, when I called at the YMCA, and they're going to put an article in their brochure called The Visitor. And Penny Dobie, who works there, said, we have people calling all the time with questions on where can they find some type of information. And she said, I just open my book and give them the information and tell them that this booklet is available. And I haven't heard things like that every single year, but I was impressed with that, and I went to 2 other places where they said the same thing. So I want to give an accolade to the church secretaries in Macomb. We know them all, and they're all very pleasant. But we take the information to these churches, and they put it in their church bulletins. So that's a help to their congregations, and it's a help getting the word out for us.
All right. Well, congratulations, and
thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rich.
All right.